Peyton, a couple years ago, I mean, obviously things have worked out where you are. A couple years ago, there was at least, a flirtation with the Eagles. Can you talk about that just a little bit? And, I mean, it must have been flattering that they were at least interested. And
I don't have much for you on that. It's been such a whirlwind since that time. So it's been a huge transition for me to Denver. And, this year, I certainly feel more settled than last year. And that's kind of what I got for you on that.
Hey, does Bill Davis's defense remind you of any defenses you've gone against? Is similar to who would be most be similar to?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Who would Bill Davis's defensive scheme be most similar to that you've gone against?
I can't give you a comparison. To tell you the truth, I am just beginning to. Learn this defense. It's always a challenge with a short week playing and unfamiliar opponent with a new defensive coordinator. It's a it's early in the season, so you're still not exactly sure what you're going to get. And like I said, it's not like it's a division game where you're very familiar with the players and the scheme. So I can't give you a comparison. I probably wouldn't give it to you, to tell you the truth. And all I know what I've seen so far, I see a defense that's flying around, a defense that's stingy down in the red zone.
And so do you go back and look at your games against him when you play, when he was with the Cardinals and the Niners?
You guys, like I said, y'all have had more time to, I guess, think about this game than we have. We just finished playing Monday, so we are early in our preparation and just kind of getting started. So y'all are ahead of me.
How tough does the short week make it?
Well, it's a challenge. Everybody has to go through it at some point, but it is a challenge. It's a physical challenge and certainly a mental challenge. And so it's a grind all week, and every single repetition and practice and every second of a meeting and walkthroughs, those are all critical.
Davis said today that it's impossible to fool you at this point, that you've seen just about everything, and that trying to disguise things and give you a different look just isn't going to happen. Is that the way you see it?
I can't say that. I still feel like at the quarterback position, you're always learning year two, year eight, year 16. There's always things you can learn. I'm certainly learning a lot because, we're in a new offense and I got new players, that I'm playing with. We got some first year starters, whether it's, Julius Thomas or Manny Ramirez, Wes Welker, his first year in the offense. So, we're still trying to get on the same page and, trying to iron out any kinks that we have. And when you go against different defenses, that always makes it more challenging.
If, Peyton, if you were the defensive coordinator facing, Peyton Manning, would you blitz him?
I've never, I have no intention of ever being a defensive coordinator, and I couldn't give you an answer on that.
Peyton, I wanted to ask you about Julius Thomas. Last year he spent most of the year on inactive. He's off to a tremendous start this year. I mean, did you see this coming from him in practice last year? What's been the reason for his emergence?
Well, last year he really didn't practice that much, to tell you the truth. He was one of the first guys that I threw with when I signed here with Denver. All those crazy rules, as far as you're not allowed to throw at your own facility. So we were going off site to a high school, and Julius is one of the first guys I was throwing with. I do remember saying, boy, Julius is a big guy. This off season, due to some injuries we've had with our other tight ends, and has drastically improved, I think, with the repetitions and the experience. He's gotten more comfortable, and he certainly has, rare qualities when it comes to size and speed, but he's still playing kind of his first football, if you will. And he and I are learning about each other every single week, but I do appreciate his work ethic. He really does want to be a great player.
The last time you played the Eagles in 2010, they beat you guys. And although there's new coaching staff and mostly new personnel, what do you recall about that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to make any comparison. Different coaches, different teams. This is the Broncos versus the Eagles, and so not a whole lot of relevance to that game.
Peyton, you had mentioned that it was nice of the NFL to give the Eagles 10 days and you guys only 6. Do you think that's a real significant advantage that Philly has in this one, and do you think that the league should consider changing that policy?
I don't speak for that. It's the way it is. We have to handle it. We have to adjust to it. We are starting that process right now, and we've known this schedule for a long time. And so it's up to us to get ready physically and mentally, and that's what we've started to do this week.
I know you're starting the Eagles defense, but just as someone who studies offenses, have you had a chance to look at what Chip's doing and the concepts that he's brought to the NFL from college?
I tell you, I really haven't. It's been such a fast start to this season with the Thursday night games. We were playing to start the season and playing some different opponents. You know, Oakland was a different defense almost with all of their new players, and so been so focused on kind of the defenses we've been playing. I haven't had a chance to study a lot of other offenses, but I will say that Coach Fox has made it clear that our defense is in for a tremendous challenge playing against their explosive offense. And so from an offensive standpoint, we have to be on our game. We have to be executing. We have to protect the ball, because if you're giving Philadelphia and Michael Vick and McCoy short fields, and if you're not doing your job, they are capable of scoring a lot of points, and a lot of points quickly. It makes for a tough day.
What's been the biggest difference in your offense this year as opposed to last year? I mean, you guys obviously are off to record pace and everything offensively.
You know, it's so early in the season. I mean, that's the way everything works now, is that everybody makes these, summary statements after one game or two games. We talk about the process here, and we're just going through the process. This is the beginning of the process. We're still figuring out who we are, kind of what we do best, what our identity is. We got some young players playing. We got, Ball's a young player. I mentioned Thomas. Welker and I are still getting on the same page. And so we're just trying to execute the game plan every single week. And we've made some big plays. We've still made some mistakes, and we're still trying to iron those things out. So it's still an execution game, and it's kind of what are you going to do each week. And this is a new opponent. We're trying to get ready for these guys, and it's going to be a tough day Sunday, I believe.
Peyton, when you're having so much success throwing the ball, as you guys have, is it hard to kind of remember offensive balance? I mean, do you still think it's really important to establish the running game, even when the passing game is working so well?
Oh, I don't believe so. That's what we talk about every week, is trying to be balanced. We ran the ball pretty well on Monday night, and that's our goal every week, is try to have some balance. You don't want to be one-dimensional. We talk about being three-dimensional. Drop back pass, run game, and play action. If you can do all three of those well, then that can put a defense in a bind. But if you can't run the ball and defenses can pin their ears back, that's not ideal for the offense. So establishing the run is important every week, and that's something we emphasize each week and will all season. Hey, guys, I got time for one more.
Hey, you've had matchups with D'Amico Ryans as the defensive play caller back to your days in the AFC South. What were those chess matches like?
Yeah, smart player, a real heady player, a lot of experience, kind of the captain of the defense of all the times I played against him, and always a challenge going against him.